10:22 talks about what to do when you've had a enslaving sin in your life. Hebrews 9:14 says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works?" When I was in high school, and one of the things I did is I became a truck driver. And I used to drive the big truck and deliver stuff. And I would, now this is in the 70s, I would back my truck up to the loading dock and pull the, you know, put the air brake on. I'd jump down and I'd come with my little clipboard to the loading dock. And in the 1970s, the world was very much fixated on the hippie movement and Haight-Ashbury and, you know, the Beatles and all that stuff. And every loading dock that I ever went to in Michigan when I delivered, every place I delivered had on the wall life-size pornography posters. This is pre-internet. So they would buy these gigantic posters for the men, because men worked in these places and truck drivers, and it was just part of their life. So I would, you know, I was from this good Christian home, and I was, you know, knew what was right, so I'd come with my little clipboard like this, and I'd slide it up, and as I would, you know, look up to see if they signed it, you would see all that filth. I mean, that's nothing. Anybody in 1 second can get that on their phone. But it used to be, you know, you had to either buy a bad magazine or go to a bad theater or go to a loading dock and look at all that stuff. Well, one of the things about our mind, remember we have this video, 3 trillion videotapes that's always running? No matter how much I didn't look and would slide my clipboard, you know how you can kind of, I can see my hand right to there. You know, you have peripheral vision. And so gradually over that year, a lot of stuff that I never chose to look at in my life, I gradually got on my videotape system. And when I got 19 years old, started reading the Bible through, the most terrible thing that the devil would get me with was, what about all that stuff that you saw when you were a truck driver? And so I remember I was in the book of Hebrews memorizing. One of the things I did in school is I memorized the book of Hebrews, all 303 verses. And I got to chapter 9, verse 14, and I'll still always remember I was pacing the floor, memorizing my verses. And this is what I was doing. Hebrews 9, 14. "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from works that lead to death?" Hebrews 9, 14. "How much more will the blood of Christ cleanse your conscience?" I said, "Lord, is it actually possible for you to clean out videotapes? Stuff that I don't want that's there?" I said, I believe you. So I said, "Lord, I would like you to empty the filing cabinets of that whole year of stuff." By the way, if you tried to escape from the loading dock and went to the bathroom of the place you were delivering, the whole bathroom was just stacks of all these pornography magazines. That's just how the world was. It's kind of like Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, it's all on the internet. But then it was just in paper. Well, I got to chapter 10, verse 22, and look what it says. "Let us draw near." God says, "I want you, my children, to draw near in full assurance of faith, having your heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and washed with pure water." And I'll never forget Hebrews 9:14 stopping and saying, "I would like you to cleanse that out so I can," Hebrews 10:22, "draw near in full assurance of faith, being cleansed."